My name's John. I'm a combat veteran. I served in military intelligence and did other work with various special forces. And I'm now using the skills I obtained there to help with the company Active Plus. I always find myself apologizing, not for having PTSD, but for one of the side effects that very poor memory retention and having to refer to notes all the time, but I've learned that that's the way it is and I have to live with that. People often, when I go to things, they ask what is PTSD, and I find the only way to describe it in my way is it tends to be a thief. It steals your sleep and your thoughts, it steals your humour, it steals your concentration and your memory. Your friends, your personality, leaves you, I guess, like a shell where you once lived, but you don't recognize anymore. It just leaves you with a cynical humor and a twisted view of life, which people read as they choose to. But, one of the thoughtful gifts that PTSD does bring it is the short-term memory loss and concentration that's next to useless. I've seen documents and signed them and not remembered how my signature got there. I've stopped reading books because whenever I put them down, I can't remember what the last thing I read, so I get no further. Found my mobile phone in the fridge and my car keys in the shower, so that's the kind of thing that PTSD does to you. I find I have to carry notepaper in my pocket telling me what I'm doing or what I've expected to do, or I wouldn't turn up at meetings, well, such as today. And in the end, it sort of leaves you, I guess, like an actor. You just act every day and sort of tell people that you're okay when you know you're not. But people don't like to be around people that are faulty, so you keep the act going for them. And that's a taste, really, of what PTSD is. What brings it on is different for everyone, I guess. In mine, it was my service career and things that I went on to do afterwards, which probably too long to go into. I think one of the saddest things I found was during my service. Yeah, so you lose lots of friends for things that actually weren't worth fighting for when you look back at them, for sort of material greed and whims of, well, people from politicians to lobbyists who benefit from the wars and the infrastructure contracts that follow on afterwards. And it makes you angry, I suppose. That's part of what PTSD gives you, because you realise those people didn't have the spine to stand with you on those battlefields and risk their life, and you were just used as a pawn. So it does leave you bitter and angry in that sense. And that's basically what PTSD is for me and how I come to find myself moving on to be picked up by Tim and help him with his Active Plus. I suppose he's given me the opportunity to use the skills that I've had in the past, because my long-term memory is fine. That's where I can teach what I know, because the knowledge came a long time ago, and that side of my memory is fine. I get, I suppose, a good feeling out of seeing other people benefit from things that I can help them with, and that's why I do it. That's why he's managed to draw me out of my shell, I suppose, and get me to use some of the skills that I've got. And if it's helping him and helping them, then that's great. Whether it helps me or not, I don't see that's the point anymore. I've got my reason to do it, and that's it.